Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And good morning to all of you. We welcome you. This is Bernard Johnson. I welcome you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. And I want to just greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful to be alive and to be able to give God praise. Thank you for coming from all over the world, people from every walk of life are coming to just pray together and to praise God together. Oh, my God. They're refusing to just allow the enemy to divide us any longer. People from all denominations and church affiliations have said we are stronger together. We're better together. And so wonderfully said. God bless you. We're going to go to God in prayer in just a few moments.
This conference is being recorded.
In your heart, soul, and mind, please know that the Lord can answer and will answer your prayer. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your goodness and kindness and love and generosity and for being there every step of the way. God, you promised never to leave us nor forsake us, and you are true to your promise. You're there every step of the way. We dare not approach you without asking you to forgive us for anything that we've done to offend thee. We ask the Lord that you allow the Holy Ghost to take over this life and let the anointing permeate the mind. So circumference us with your love and with your grace. Oh, God, we do appreciate everything that you've done already. And we appreciate the things that you're going to do. We just bless your holy name, God. You raise us up to bless you. And we do bless you, God, giving you billions of praises every night through the collective line on the blog and on the prayer line here, just trying our best to do things that will bless people all over the world. Thank you for every person on this line. And we ask that you would bless them in a phenomenal way. Bless their family, bless their home, bless their time, bless their daughter. Bless their going out, bless their coming in. Lift them up where they belong. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would bless them as they travel through the summer months and returning their kids back to school, that you would bless the kids. And thank you for what you've done already and all the many blessings. We ask upon the people that you let everything they touch, God, let it turn to blessings, 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 blessings. We rebuke the enemy who comes to bring curses. But God, you come to bring blessings, and we thank you for them. Now, as we go forward this morning, heal the sick. Raise those who are down. Help those who are going through struggles. Anybody who has their back against the wall, in the name of Jesus, give them an ultra-awesome miracle. In Jesus' name we pray. Help those who are incarcerated. Help those who are going through storms. Even help the churches everywhere. Help the pastors and help the leaders and help the members. In Jesus' name, help our president, help our government. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now we thank you for it and give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, we pray again, properly, for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen. And good morning to all of y'all. Are you awake this morning? Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Amen. And let's open up everybody, everybody. Let's open up and speak to the Lord because he is in the room and we praise him. Thank you, Lord. Good morning to you, Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Everybody. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yeah, y'all kind of moving a little slow this morning. I want y'all to wake up here and let's give God some glory and give him praise. I know he's been mighty good to you. Yeah, you're still breathing. Amen. Who was it who watched over you all night long, allowed you to breathe throughout the night, and then woke you up this morning? Who was it who allowed your heart to beat all night long? Did you put it in place? Did you allow it to be? If you know that you know, show nothing, God did it for you. Why don't you open your mouth? When I say praise check, come on, give him some praise. And we're ready to praise him right now. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Why don't you wake up and give him some praise, everybody? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the adoration. You've been there. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we esteem you. We extol you. We lift you up. Give you all the glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Come on, let's mute your lines and let's praise them together this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, thank God. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. For taking time for the Lord. He's been mighty good to you. And it's just proper and right for you to give back to him and give him the praise and the honor and the glory for what he's done for you. Amen. All right. We have had such a phenomenal time this week. Amen. We had on Monday, Pastor Dr. Patricia Stern, who just, oh my God, she was so great. And the Lord used her in such an ultra awesome way. And then on yesterday, we had Pastor James Williams from Georgia, who was also on the same plateau. Amen. He was, you know, we all have our difference, our different way of delivering the ministry and delivering the gospel. And it was just so great. Amen. Both of them were just so great. Amen. And so we thought we'd ask Ambassador Prophetess Gail Stith, if she would come this morning. And let me announce also tomorrow morning, Mother Abby Johnson is coming tomorrow morning to speak with us and speak to us. Isn't that amazing? That's a miracle. I've been teaching you all and myself that we ought to just recognize a miracle when it's in our midst. Learn to recognize a miracle. Just a few months ago, it looked like she wasn't going to be with us. And now, if the Lord says the same on tomorrow, Brother Henry Johnson will bring a special message tomorrow. That's phenomenal. Oh, my God. That's a praise right there. That's a miracle right there. Right before your eyes, a miracle. And we thank God for it. But today, then, are you there today, Ambassador Prophetess Gail Stith? Are you there? Are you on the line? God bless you.
God bless you, Chief.
And I want to just say a few words about you, a phenomenal, phenomenal woman of God. Amen. She has so many talents. Amen. Very, very, very smart lady. And she is the one who really put the finishing touches on our convention there in Arkansas. Thank God for Bishop Bolden and Lady Bolden. And they just did such a wonderful job in hosting the convention there in their congregation. And then Ambassador Prophetess Gail Stith came in and did a banquet, and she did so much before we got there. I realized that. I mean, everything was in place, and they were working together, and oh my God, people were excited about the convention. I just want to thank her publicly for all she did. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We do praise God for you. And the best is yet to come. Amen. We're only in the elementary stages of what we're doing. I realize that too. And God is going to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think for this convention, as well as for you, Ambassador Gail, Prophetess Gail Stith. Amen. You always have a great word. She's a powerhouse All we've had this week were powerhouses, and tomorrow I have another powerhouse. Oh, my God. And I guess I'll try to pull it through here on Friday. God bless all of you. I want to release the line to this is Prophetess. This is Ambassador Prophetess Gail Stewart. Amen. She is an ambassador in her own right. And my God, the Lord uses her every time she speaks. So we'll release the line to you. Take about 30 minutes or more and just release the line back to us as we close here today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The line is open to you. This is Ambassador Prophetess Gail Stewart. God bless you.
Glory to God, Chief. I give honor to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. And he is the glory and the lifter of my head.
And this morning,
in the name of Jesus. Mute your phone in the name of Jesus. Now, praise God. Chief, I'm going to just take about 10 or 15 minutes, if that's okay, because I'm en route to work. It is kind of difficult to kind of switch. I need to be out the door, but I remain inside. So I can, because you asked, I want to have a submitted spirit and just say yes, praise God. But anyway, I praise God. I enjoyed the moment of God on Monday, just kicked his thing off, and my brother in the Lord. On yesterday, both of you ministered to my soul, and I'm talking to the innermost part of my being, to my soul and my heart. Open up to what the Word of God has to say. And so I ask God, what is it that you would have me to say on today? I don't want to do anything that God is not in it, if he didn't tell me to say it. So I'm going to kind of go back to Monday from Ambassador Stern, because it's something I'm on right now, and that's the wiles of the devil. And she gave so many of the demonic attacks and what the enemy is trying to do. And so on last week in the revival, I talked about things that would hinder prayers. And so I am basically kind of still there. And first thing I want to look at, if I use for attack, I just want to bypass one like Jesus when he was walking by and he saw a fig tree. In that text, when he saw that fig tree, I'll come back to that, and it will let you know that it didn't bear any fruit. It had the leaves, but it didn't have the fig. And you have to know the season and time in which the text was written and how that the fig come out. But that's not what I want to focus on. All I want to focus on is that he cursed the tree. All I want you to look at, anything that's going on in your life, you need to curse the root. And that's what Jesus did when he walked by. And then the next morning, the disciples, you know on that story, he went on where he tore up that temple. My Lord, God, hallelujah. Do we have some stuff need to be torn up? Because we don't deal, and this is corporately, I'm not singling out anyone individually, corporately, we don't deal with what we need to deal with, so therefore things continue to be disorderly and chaotic. Tell someone, somebody, say chaotic in my life, in my family, in my job, often relationships, at church. And when we don't deal with what we need to deal with and tear it up and curse the thing at the root, it begins to still grow. So I looked up the word root. Root. When you think of a root, you think about something planted in the ground. But it's a part of a plant that attaches to the ground or to a support, typically underground. Now, the Bible lets us know that God does not leave us ignorant, saints. He won't leave you ignorant of the devices of the devil. He lets you know in the Word of God what the devil is trying to do. Amen? Yes, he does. But the only way that we stay in a position is that we don't know who we are. When you look at a root, I'm not talking about mathematics. A mathematics, when you look at a root, is a quantity that when it's raised to the night power is multiplied by itself in time, which also produces a given quantity. That's what the devil would do if a mathematics would look at it. If you look at it from another point of view, if you look at a dentist, the dentist say, I got to kill the root when someone come in as a patient, because the root is what given is pressing on the nerve in the root canal that causes the pain. I want you to begin to look at something in the spiritual realm and bring it to the natural. If you look at the natural, I gave you natural things.